At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Bringing it already
to the entire nation.
Let's go. Covino and Rich in for DP today.
Oh, always a pleasure. Joel is here on the ones and twos. It's always a pleasure. You know it's big time when you see Joel. And you, thank you for listening and hanging out with us. CNR on FSR. I still got to get the out.
I don't get how you don't take a shower.
It's not about the shower.
Oh, it is, because if you took a shower, that is gone.
No, I'm here to say God bless Dan Patrick for getting up this early every day. He's the best. A shout out
to Dan Patrick.
Dan Patrick Show and the Danettes. I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis. Spotty Boy is here. We got Danny G on the phone. Super producer Danny G, 877-99 on Fox.
Yeah, yeah.
We're the worldwide leaders of nonsense. Lots of nonsense to get into. Hope you had a great Wednesday night.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to go back to Bob for a second. Remember Bob's the guy that's in Oregon that he said he was outside where Aaron Rodgers had the retreat?
Yeah, he's our investigative reporter. He's like the John Stossel.
He said he was going to try to find
out. He's like the Geraldo Rivera of this story.
He said he was going to try to find out info. Bob, are you there?
I did find out. He came out with a significantly longer beard wearing a robe.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Right. You know what?
Nice.
Thank you for the really big, huge contributions.
If you find out anything more about Aaron Rodgers and his darkness retreat, let us know. We appreciate it. He's on the case. He's on the scene.
Well,
it's about as thrilling as a Throwback Thursday, Rich. I don't know if you remember this, when Geraldo Rivera was getting updates from Al Capone's vault. You remember that?
It's about the same level of excitement.
Wasn't that
one of the biggest fails in news history?
I remember watching it. I was a little kid. What are they going to find?
I was way little, but I do remember my parents or someone being like, yeah, they're going to go in Al Capone's vault.
Yeah, they did it live.
I think when CNN said they had Bigfoot in a freezer.
Yo, we were on the air when this happened.
That was the worst.
Swept that under the rug and never spoke of it again. And I promise you, it happened because I remember it with my two eyes.
Joel, do you remember this story? It happened in the early 2000s.
I do remember.
Yo, this was wild because we were on the radio and they're like, we're going live. They went live and they made a big deal about this reveal of Bigfoot that this guy had in a freezer at his house.
I remember for a minute me feeling like, wow, this is going to change everything.
I was like, this is wild, man. You believe what we're watching right now?
It was August 2008.
I thought that right
Wow.
Up. Wow, really? It was that long ago?
Hey, nobody owns it like Geraldo Rivera, though.
I know.
No, no one owns it like...
Oh, so what? Nothing in there. All right.
You know what they found? Remember, if you remember on a Throwback Thursday, they found like one like bottle, like one bottle of booze.
Really? It's your fault for watching.
Yeah. They found like a license plate and an old work boot, like what you find when you cut open a shark.
Right. So, hey, Bob in Oregon,
if you
find out anything else about Aaron Rodgers and his emergence from the darkness, if you have any other insight, let us know.
By the way, the August 2008 Bigfoot coverage, no joke, Spot, do you remember that they realized it was a frozen Bigfoot suit?
Yeah, it was a rubber suit.
It was a rubber suit, and they were like, we got Bigfoot.
Oh. Dude, and Anderson Cooper was there on site, if I'm not mistaken. Like, what an embarrassment.
More embarrassing than when he gets drunk on New Year's.
Yeah, no, I think that was honestly like a news game changer. Like, made you say, like, wait a second.
Wait, you mean they're all full of it?
Yeah.
All right, well,
so,
hey.
So we ask you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, again, Covino and Rich in for the Dan Patrick Show. Always fun to be here. Aaron Rodgers has emerged. He was in the darkness, learning a little something about himself. For 4 days. If you have any insight on that, by all means, share your experience, right? But we ask, what's the most shocking thing he's going to hear now that he's emerged from the darkness in the past 4 days? And I'll start it off. Now, it could be a silly story, or it could be something like, whoa.
Okay, right? What do you got? So, what has Aaron Rodgers missed over the last 4+ days?
Someone's going to come up to him, and they're like, Aaron, how you feeling? He's going to be like, oh, man.
Where am I?
Where am I? Who am I? What day is it? Right? And they're like, you're never going to believe this, Aaron. There was a woman walking a dog in Alaska. Yeah? And a moose. A moose came galloping towards her. And kicked her right in the head. And Aaron's going to be like, is she okay? Yeah, she's fine.
But you know who's not okay, Aaron? The woman in Florida who got eaten by an alligator walking her dog. What?
And he's going to be like, wait a minute, what? And
well, get this, Aaron.
And by the way, so these are true stories. These are true stories. There was a woman in Alaska walking her dog and a moose. And it was all captured on video, by the way. There was a woman in a car. And she's like, ma'am, there's a moose coming. Beware. And the moose comes, stops, kicks her in the head, and continues running.
My favorite video of the week.
Yeah, and she's fine. She's alive to tell the story. The other woman, unfortunately, is not.
No,
yeah.
I heard the moose. See, I hear moose. And the moose was like, you better tell her.
No, you
better tell her.
Have you seen this video, Joel? Yeah,
I saw it.
Yeah,
he was like, oh, I'm going to get her. You know I'm going to get her. Here, tell her. Dude, you better tell her.
That's how you know you live in Alaska, by the way. Like, you're not walking around Sherman Oaks, California with a moose warning.
That moose was not playing.
People are going to be like, Aaron, so have you made up your mind on what's next? And he's going to say, no, but can I see that video of the woman, you know, with the moose? I'd love to see the video.
Wait a minute, the moose did take off like he was trying to block a field goal, too.
Yeah.
All the legs were in perfect motion. If it was to be shot again, he would be on a basketball, NBA basketball or something. His pose was so perfect. Legs pointed back.
Yeah, all in one motion, too. And look, not a lot has happened in 4 days, but let's go over it. What is he going to be shocked to find out?
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah.
I like how you're giving him.
He's still waking up.
You know, he's got an old. You can't even call it what we used to call it in today's PC world.
A tank top.
He has a tank top on. You know those tight white ones.
Well, if you call it a wife beater, it would insinuate anyone wearing one is a domestic abuser.
I know. Well, what do you call them?
I don't know what you call a tank top, I guess?
He was trying not to say that, Rick.
I know.
Fill in the blanks for everyone else.
Yeah, what's going on? What day is it?
Yo, Aaron, you know the rapper DeBrat?
Yeah. I haven't heard of her like since 94 or Funkified, right?
Pregnant at 48.
Come on! Aaron Rodgers is like, no way!
Aaron, get this. You know how you've had your conspiracies about COVID?
Yeah.
The Bachelor got COVID.
No. No.
And the whole episode sucked.
Yeah, that's true. True story. And by the way, did everyone hear about DeBrat? That's true.
48. DeBrat,
48 years old, so funkified. You haven't rocked out to that song in 30 years.
I seen it.
Yeah.
Hey, Aaron, I got something else for you.
What's going on?
You hear about Don Lemon? He's back.
Don Lemon from The News Guy?
Where was
back from what? He on a retreat too?
No, he wasn't on a retreat. He said women weren't in their prime unless they were 20 or 30.
Oh,
and he had to take a few days off.
Why would he do this?
I don't know, but he's back.
What the hell?
Hey, Aaron.
What's going on, Joel?
The Packers called Jimmy G.
No.
He's way handsome.
They wouldn't. Oh, man. Aaron Rodgers. Think about it. People are so excited to talk to this guy.
Yeah. Hey,
hold on. What?
I got something for you. Would you like a coffee?
Sure.
Do you want one with olive oil? Because Starbucks unveiled a new olive oil coffee.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
By the way, it's called. Hold on. But this is true. In the past 4 days, Aaron Rodgers just woke up and he's like, what is this? Why does this taste so velvety smooth?
Oh, Aaron, that's what the new olive oil Starbucks.
What is this rich buttery goodness you just gave me?
Hey, oh, Aaron.
Aaron, this is called the Oleato. It's the new Starbucks coffee with virgin olive oil.
Hey, Aaron.
What's going on?
Westbrook's not leaving L.A.
What? What do you mean Westbrook's not leaving L.A.?
I thought he was off the club, the Lakers.
He's a Clipper.
No.
You don't say.
It can't be. He's going to be hearing about the new look Lakers. The new look Lakers and how good they are now and they're playoff bound. He's going to be shocked to hear all of these stories. Think about Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron, you see that three-point conversion?
Three-point conversion.
What do you mean?
XFL.
XFL. Three-point conversion.
Yeah, hey. This is shocking.
Hey, Aaron. The Jets said that Derek Carr could be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Derek, who signs with them.
Derek Carr.
I thought they wanted me.
Derek Carr is garbage. This is ridiculous. What happened?
In 4 days, a lot has changed. A lot has changed. What's the most shocking thing Aaron Rodgers is going to hear since he's emerged from the darkness, from his darkness retreat? Again, he was gone. 4 days. It's interesting. Rich, or Spot, who went away and came back and not the Jared Leto story, but didn't it happen to you too when you came back and somebody died and you're like, what? What? Oh, I remember. It was a weird story.
I was in Hawaii, but like, you know, you're in vacation mode. You don't remember anything.
Well, you're not absorbing the news. You don't care. Just, you're on the beach.
That's a phenomenon in itself. What Covino's about to say, you go away on vacation, you're off of work, you're visiting family, you're away with the wife of your kids, and some big news event happens, but you just don't feel connected to it because you, like you said, you're in vacation mode. I remember the story.
There was a story out of Cleveland, Ohio. I think it was, this was mid-2000s, right? And that guy, Ariel Castro, remember that?
Ariel Castro,
he had all these women in his house. He kidnapped them and had them chained up, and one escaped.
And the neighbor saved them.
Yeah, Charles Ramsey. Remember that
guy?
And
he had that song, Dad, Give Away.
No, remember
Dad,
that?
Dad, Give Away.
The woman went up to Charles Ramsey, and he's like, I had ribs with that dude. And didn't have a clue. Ariel Cat, this whole story is like, wait, this dude had all these women in
his
house?
You and I were fascinated by the story.
It was like the biggest story in the country. Spot comes back from Hawaii, and he's like, what are you guys talking about? And we're like, oh.
And to this day,
no,
it still doesn't connect with me.
Oh, yeah, that was the biggest story for like a week.
That story is just like, okay.
I remember I was on vacation with like an ex or something, and I went away, and I said, I'm going to block out my stuff. I don't want to look at anything. I came back, and I had missed the untimely death of the crocodile hunter. Remember Steve Irwin got stabbed by a stingray?
I do. That was sad.
And
so you came back and you're like, what?
And everyone's like, so everyone had already processed it. And I think like a week later, I'm like, wait, what happened?
Okay. So again,
no!
4 days. 4 days. Last 4 days. What's Aaron Rodgers going to be shocked to hear? How about, did you mention Avril Lavigne, your best friend?
Oh, Avril Lavigne. She's no longer engaged.
I love Avril Lavigne. What?
Skater Boy is my favorite song from the 2000s.
I love Skater Boy. Oh,
why you gotta be so complicated?
I love Avril. What's going on? She
so,
okay?
Let me ask you this. Now that we've discussed what Aaron perhaps has missed over the past 4 days, I did see that Derek Carr, the Jets are in sort of like a weird situation, right? So it's like, do they make the move? And this could go for relationships too. Think of your single days, Joel, when you were like a player. Think of the single days.
Not one player, but the player.
Yeah.
That's a different club, you know.
When you were like, ooh, do you hold out? It's, you know, kids deal with this with proms and promposals now. You know that whole deal. Kids are all into like elaborate prom stuff. Do you go for the person you want, knowing that if you wait too long, it's like choosing a college roommate too. Remember, it was like, hey, do you want a room together? If you wait too long and they say no, then you're stuck with no one.
Mm-hmm.
So do the Jets try to act on Derek Carr or wait for their prom king, Aaron Rodgers, and hope that he wants to go?
There's no way.
If you're the Jets, do you make the move? Danny G, you're a Raiders guy, so I know you believe in Carr. Do you think the Jets would say F Aaron Rodgers and go for Carr, or do they play it out?
I think a lot of it has to do with compensation, because you have to give the Packers a lot to get Rodgers, plus pay him that huge contract. With Derek Carr, it's a clean slate right now.
You're right. And you know what?
And no picks. You don't have to give any picks away.
I've seen.
And we know how the Raiders are with money.
Yeah. I've heard rumblings about Garoppolo, your boy Jimmy G. The best fit for him would be with the Jets. I don't know about that.
But
also a possibility.
Jimmy, the weird part is the Jets are a historical loser. No offense, Jets fans. I mean, it's the truth. They're historical, like a losing type of vibe. And Jimmy G, you could critique his play, but he's historically a winner.
It's true. It's
right?
true.
And keep in mind, he goes to the Jets. If he does, if Jimmy G goes to the Jets, the New York media would love him and his face. Think of Jimmy G in New York City. If the Jets did okay.
Is it like Joe Namath all over again?
Something like that.
For Coach. Let's go
to Bob one more time, see if he has any more insight. He is outside the facility where Aaron was. Bob, what's up, man?
Okay, so Aaron supposedly came out holding a water bong and is now reportedly at Diamond Cannabis. And I will soon get a report on what he is purchasing in there, whether it be gummy bears, edibles, or some kind smoke. We're not sure, but we will find out.
Thank you, Bob. Our insider in Oregon.
Definitely works there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely his shop. Thank you, Bob.
We know that.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo,
of course you know us as the host of the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
World renowned.
We all know you're sick and tired of these stupid sports shows where the hosts say stupid things like Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Or LeBron James is good at basketball, which he is clearly not.
See, we give you smart takes.
Yeah.
And we also bring on so-called famous guests from across the sports world and show them why we know much more than they do.
You're off the show!
Are you serious?
See ya!
Listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It takes two to make a thing go right. Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick.
Rob Bass doesn't get enough credit. This is a party favorite. You put this on at any wedding, sweet 16, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, anniversary party. That's one of those songs that forever just slaps. It hits.
You know what else still hits?
This is how we do it.
That does hit. I'll give you that.
Yo, man, when people talk about Jordan's the GOAT, I'm like, yeah, man. Montel Jordan. It's my guy. So I'm Covino.
That is Rich. Spotty's here. Danny G on the phones. 877-99 on Fox. Joel on the ones and twos with the old school Ron Bass.
Live from the Mercedes-Benz studios. Now, we've always said there are call and responses in music throughout history. And we've always said if someone goes, someone has to repeat it. If someone says, pack it up, pack it in. Danny G?
Let me begin.
Someone's got
to
say it.
To win, battle me, that's a sin.
If someone says, I want to rock right now.
Oh, yeah.
Does someone in the room have to say, I'm Rob Bass and I came to get down?
If you don't, you fail. That's how I feel. There's a lot of guys on social media that go up to people with that. And
you realize how many people are losers?
You realize the average fella is a bozo and they don't even know what to say.
Like if Danny G was walking down the street and I went up to him like, hey, yo, man, I want to rock right now. And I put the mic in his face. Danny, you'd be amazed how many people are, it's fools.
All right, hold on. I got one for Danny G, though, because Danny G, he's a hip-hop guy, hip-hop head. If I said, all right, stop, what would you say?
Collaborate and listen.
Yeah. Or it could be. Hammer time.
Stop. He went Vanilla Ice, though, you know?
Yeah. No, you know what, though? Stop.
That could cost him a cat track.
It's either Hammer Time or Collaborate and Listen. Yeah, I don't know. Or In the Name of Love.
In the Name of
Stop.
Love.
Stop.
Oh, man.
In the Name of
Love. But you got to have a response. All right. So wrapping this up and then again, old school, when 50 hits.
Oh, you know what? I think he doesn't do acting yet, but I wouldn't be surprised because we met him at the Super Bowl. And talk about Captain Charisma. Nate Burleson.
Oh, my goodness.
The transition he made from the NFL to broadcasting. I'm telling you.
Who do people say he is? He's the next who?
Michael Strahan.
So you got to give props. Again, athletes that transcend the sport. Again, because it's Ed Too Tall Jones' birthday. And his name alone took him outside of football.
And it's also D'Angelo Russell's birthday. So Danny G, send him a little package and wish him well in the last 20-something games for the Lakers.
And the NBA back in action tonight for the stretch run.
I heard, I know we're going to get into when 50 hits, but I heard my pals Rob Parker and Broussard yesterday, the Odd Couple. And
Stop it!
I love those guys.
Stop it!
I love the Odd Couple.
Slap a Fox Sports Radio logo on it.
They're great.
They're the greatest show in the world.
I agreed with Broussard big time. I think it was him. I forget who said what, but they were arguing LeBron's tenure as a Laker. If he doesn't make the playoffs this year, that would be 3 of his 5 years as a Laker not making the postseason, where 20 of the 32 teams have a shot. And the whole point was, can you call it a failure if you won a chip, though? And it was a good conversation. So my pals, shout out to the Odd Couple. But right now, when 50 hits,
there's a certain
yeah.
What we gonna do right here is go back. Back into time.
Throwing it back for a Thursday. Old school when 50 hits. At 50 after, CNR give you the time capsule topic, and we reminisce together.
Yeah! And we reminisce over you. So check this out. Throwing it back on a Thursday. We love to reminisce. We
Are
love
you reminiscing
nostalgia.
Like the Little River Band?
Yes.
Reminiscing.
That's a great song, by the way. I love that. I love me some
What's
yacht
the lyric
rock.
Again? It's I go dancing in the park.
Oh, walk with no, it's Dancing in the Dark. Walk with Chan Ho Park.
Is it really Walk with Chan Ho Park?
And reminiscing.
I don't think that's it.
Yeah,
I don't
it is.
No, I don't think those are the
It is.
Right, well,
Park.
Hey, we've gone over old school baseball cards. We've gone over old school sneakers. We've gone over all the old school stuff. Today, based on a dumb conversation you and I had recently, I went to Aldi for the first time, which is like a Trader Joe's companion type of shop. People know Aldi, right, Spot? You would think?
Everyone knows Aldi.
I very rarely.
It doesn't just like exist because you've discovered it.
It does.
No, it's been around.
Dickie Columbus. It doesn't exist until I find it.
No, it's been around.
I've discovered America. So Aldi, I go in there and I said, oh my God, the generic cereal is like a dollar something a box. And you know regular cereal is like $4 to $5 a box now?
Yeah.
And it got me thinking, what is the best cereal? Because I was out of the cereal game for 20 years, and then you get kids. Once you got kids, you got all the old school cereals back in the cupboard, back in the pantry.
You want to hear something scary? You know how cereals market to kids? If you look at any of the cereal mascots, like Lucky the Leprechaun and the Silly Rabbit from Trix and
Captain Crunch.
Sunny from Cocoa Puffs. Yeah, Captain. They're all looking down. You know why they're all looking down?
They're peeking at my junk.
They're not peeking at your junk. They're not bulge gazing. They're looking at the kids. Like, say, they're saying, hey, bite me, Lucky Charms.
Pick me.
So when a kid is walking down that cereal aisle and they're like, whoa, it's because all these little characters are looking at them, and it's a marketing strategy for the kids. Now, when I think of my childhood memories,
I'm pretty sure Captain Crunch is looking at your wife's boobs. I'm just saying.
I think of Saturday morning cartoons and how pumped I was to open up the cupboard to see what cereal was available. On a throwback Thursday, Old School and 50 Hits, what are some of the favorites? Maybe they're discontinued.
Let's have a little fun. We'll get to some NFL. We'll get to some NBA. But coming up, we'll take your feedback.
I got the number one answer.
Cereal as a kid. 877-99 on Fox. Your feedback next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
On a throwback Thursday, when 50 hits, we decided to talk about some old school cereals.
Because we're up and Adam extra early for Dan Patrick.
Who's Adam? Adam Shine?
Good morning!
Unbelievable!
Adam Shine.
Shout out to Adam Shine. Now, I got the number one answer on the board. Survey says every kid's favorite, but I'll save it because I want to go to the phones. Now, it could be discontinued cereals, too, because it's old school. Like Mr. T cereal.
If it was any good, it wouldn't be discontinued.
It tasted like Captain Crunch. I pitiful, don't eat my cereal.
So, you know, it could be any cereal that comes to mind, takes you back. And sometimes, like you said, Rich, there's a progression. As a kid, you loved cereal. They were marketing to you. That's why they stared down at you in the aisle. And then you grow up a little bit, and you try to get healthy, and you're eating all this, like, Kashi cereal. And you're like, you don't even eat cereal for a phase of your life.
Well, you know, I feel like you retire from cereal.
And then you have kids.
Then you have kids, and all of a sudden, it's like Cheez-Its and Goldfish. Things that come back in your life because you have kids.
I don't know. For some reason, I feel like Covino can
and relate more to my poorness than growing up, my childhood.
Oh, but you know what, Joel?
You would think that because he tries to act humble, but he was the most spoiled kid in the world.
I'm starting to hear this.
Super spoiled kid. But anytime I talk about cereal and I say I was raised on cereal, my mom gets so offended, man.
Steven, I made pancakes and omelets. You're a liar.
I'm like, I'm a liar. We ate cereal every day. You're a liar. I'm like, no, I'm not. Yeah, we loved cereal.
I felt that for a while, and then I started to hear them.
No, Joel, honestly, you would think as you know, I may come across as the jerk from time to time. Covino's the guy that was like, he's the kid that got the new car in high school. He's the guy that had like designer clothes. He was the popular kid hitting home runs. So,
nah,
like,
man, I'm from that's the barrio of Union, New Jersey.
Yeah, so he's going to teach his kid all the tough ways of life.
His daughter's going to get a Mercedes when she's 16.
Yeah.
Like, don't let this guy fool you. There's nothing humble
about
Steve Covino.
By the way, I'm trying to get a discount. So let me say we're brought to you by Mercedes-Benz.
There you go.
Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz.
Don't worry, your mom is going to buy you a Mercedes.
Steven, you deserve one. You're the most handsome boy.
Okay, now I got the number one answer.
You got the number one. How about a couple that are off the board, like not in your top five?
All right, yeah. Ready? I'll give you a few to get the phones going.
Because
I know for sure no one's going to say a few of these.
Can I give you one that I enjoy as an adult, but only at a continental breakfast at a cheap hotel?
All right, sure.
When you crank the little thing, Raisin Bran.
I'll have Raisin Bran
as an adult, but as a kid, I was like, Raisin Bran. But as an adult, I actually enjoy Raisin Bran.
Two scoops of raisins in every box.
Let's do the call and response. Two scoops of raisins are the reason. Kellogg's Raisin Bran, so pleasing.
Yeah. Pack it up, pack it in.
I don't think that has the same clout.
Yeah, and then as adults, Raisin Bran Crunch.
Oh,
I don't want to give away my number one answer, but I'll give you a call and response.
Go ahead.
Cinnamon.
Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon and sugar. We're baking up a bunch. We got the whole grain taste of the cinnamon.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Wow. I love it.
That's a top three for me.
Golden Grahams right there with that.
Yo. Oh. Golden Grahams all day, Danny G.
And then if your parents, like my mom when she was a single mom, she would make the mistake of leaving the sugar bowl out on the kitchen table with a spoon.
Yeah.
And whether we had generic Wheaties or cornflakes, we would pile the sugar on top.
Or Rice Krispies.
Danny G, I said this to Covino on Spot recently, and I was like, I'm glad you guys said it. That way I wasn't just the only kid that did it. I feel like regular Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
Maybe mom would say, cut up a banana, Richie.
Yeah.
But you would sprinkle a spoonful of sugar over your Rice Krispies to give the, you know, that's slapped.
By the way, do you know, a little fun fact, since we're talking cereal, old school cereals, old school and 50
I
hits.
I know what you're going to drop.
Thursday.
Let's see if they know.
There was a fourth little, like, elf mascot. Snap, Crackle, and Pop, obviously. There was a fourth one. And it wasn't Slap. I heard you say it slaps.
Snap?
Snap, Crackle, Pop,
oh,
and...
I know. Shazammy.
No, it wasn't Shazammy.
Diabetes.
No, it wasn't Wilford Brimley. Do you want to know? I'll just say. Yeah. I believe it was Pow.
It was Pow. Yeah. Snap, Crackle, Pop, and Pow.
Pow. Pow. Cut. Pow didn't make the cut.
Pow!
All right, so
Pow was like Pete Best of the Beatles.
Yeah,
just out.
Kettle and wine mixer. Pow!
I'm going to throw out a few of my favorites, but not my number one yet, and then we're going to the phones.
Okay.
Because no one's going to say these. There was a cereal called S'mores Crunch as a kid that I used to love, bro. Again, I was a spoiled kid, but grew up on cereal, Joel.
I'll give you one that my parents...
S'mores Crunch.
My parents never let me get, because even though all cereal is sugary garbage for the most part, my mom was like, this is crossing the line, Richie. She's like, Cookie Crisp is just cookies.
I remember, you know what was horrible?
She's like,
about
they're
it,
not
though?
Even. She's like, they're not even trying to disguise it.
Here's,
it's like
here's
just
the horrible
cookies.
Part. I would eat it by the handful, right? Like, I'd stick my hand in the box, and the roof of my mouth would be all sliced open from eating these.
Yeah, those things were sharp.
Might as well put a sleeve of Oreo cookies in milk. And we're like, all right.
Like,
sounds
my
good.
My mom's like, Richie, they're not even trying to like pretend.
Who was Cookie Crisp? They had like a burglar on it or something. Like, who were the mascots for that?
It was like a burglar and a dog.
It was a burglar. There was a cereal discontinued. It was out for a minute in the 80s. I loved it. It was called Ice Cream Cones with Ice Cream Jones. He was the mascot. No one remembers that. And, you know, I brought up Mr. T, Pee Wee Herman's favorite cereal.
Have you joked about the Ice Cream Jones theme song?
Yes, I have on our Patreon show.
My name's Ice Cream Jones.
Yeah, I sing it. I still sing it. Again, because as a kid, it got in your head, and it's great marketing. But if you remember, they would take whatever popular video game was out or cartoon was out, and they'd spin off a cereal that really didn't last long. And I'm only saying this because I don't think anyone else is going to say it, but you know, we had Pac-Man cereal. We had Donkey Kong cereal. It all tasted like an off-brand of... Captain Crunch with marshmallows.
It was all the same. They just changed whatever was popular at the
time. But I'll tell you,
like,
you know which
one? Cooler became Shrek Punch.
Yes, yes. But you know which one slapped like more than any other cereal I ever had? And this was, I wasn't even into the toy. I wasn't into the toy or the cartoon or anything.
Oh, Rainbow Bright cereal?
No, no. But my siblings and cousins were. They were younger than me. But Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle had a cereal.
Oh, yeah.
Man, with the little like nets and the marshmallows.
That's
it was
right.
So good, dude. So I give that a shout out on a Throwback Thursday, Old School and 50 Hits. Now,
your phone
we go
calls,
to you.
Joel,
wait
Denny
a minute.
G.
I have to agree
Think
with
about
you, Rich.
What you got?
Covino was spoiled. I mean, my goodness. Yeah. You see all those cereals he named?
Brand name cereals. The guy had.
Mom back, bought all
do you
those?
Remember back in the 90s, Joel? This is a random reference, but do you remember a pair of jeans or a pair of pants that were super expensive called Z Cavaricci's?
No.
They were very East Coast. They were like $100 for a pair. I remember my mom, like, I got one pair for Christmas one year. My mom was like, can you believe we got you a pair? Covino claims to have had like 30 pair of them.
35. But here's the thing.
Spoiled jerk.
My mom spent
Hateable
so much
guy.
Money on my Cavaricci's, we had no money for food, so we had to eat cereal.
that's what it is.
Yeah.
If
you
had more than one, we only, on weekends, we would get to choose a cereal. That would be the only cereal box in the house for the whole week.
What was your go-to, Joel? What was your favorite?
Well, we grew up on generics because it was five of us.
Oh, you had Tastios?
So, no, we just had Flakes.
Yeah.
Not even
break out
flakes.
The flakes.
Just
the
cereal.
Flakes. You know what? I'll be honest. I always, there was something about it. I don't know why. I might be the only one. But do you feel like the texture of Special K made it better than Wheaties? I like Special K.
Rich was eating Wheaties.
I like Wheaties.
That Special K kind of got stuck to the roof of your of your mouth. It was weird.
Did you say that I ate Wheaties?
You ate Wheaties.
All right, let's go Rich to
Grape Nuts.
Let's Wheaties. Go.
Grape Nuts was great.
Hey, Corn Flakes in the hood, though, Rich. That was in everybody's kitchen. Corn Flakes.
Corn Flakes.
No, you know where Special K kicked in when your mom went on a health kick.
Oh, and that sugar sitting on the table was a necessary ingredient.
Of course.
Corn Flakes, and then the only sugary one, Honeycomb. Remember Honeycomb?
Of course.
Oh,
Fruit
so
Loops
good.
Is one that you see a lot in hotels.
Fruit Loops. Fruit Loops. Yeah, good that's one. Another one. Fruit Loops. Tricks for kids. John in Ohio, you're on with Covino and Rich. In for Dan Patrick. Throwback Thursday, we're talking old school cereals. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. I used to be in South Carolina. Now I'm in Ohio, but... The cereal that comes out at Halloween, Frankenberry, Boo Berry, and Count Chocula.
What's the best one?
I always ate Frankenberry, but when Halloween comes around, I buy a box and I try a bowl of it.
Can I tell you, bro, John, me and my uncle, because he's like my older brother, right? We still fight about, till this day, which is the best. And it's so clearly Count Chocula. But he swears it's Boo Berry.
You guys need to have better arguments.
Hey, do you want to fight about who's the GOAT, LeBron or Jordan, or Count Chocula or Boo Berry?
Covino sees his uncle twice a year.
Hey, Uncle Joe, I'm telling you it's Boo Berry.
That's what you talk about?
I swear to God.
Hey, how's life? How's everything? Forget about life. Let's talk about Captain Crunch.
I'm like, this guy's crazy to think Boo Berry was the best. Boo Berry is the hardest to find.
That's your biggest qualm with Uncle Joe.
But those are great, great old school cereals that still hit, in my opinion.
Kevin in Arizona. You're on with Covino and Rich in for DP. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo.
Hey, you guys are forgetting one. I don't know if you remember Waffle Crisp.
I do remember Waffle Crisp. There was Waffle O's, too, at one point, but Waffle Crisp was bomb.
They got soggy
it.
Quick, though, didn't they?
Yeah, soggy. But they had that waffly, syrupy taste to them. I loved it.
You know, we talked about one of my favorites, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You know what they have now? You go down the cereal aisle, they have, like, cinnamon churros and cinnamon French toast. They have all these variations now. They try to get you.
Yeah, they got Oreo cereal.
Yeah, they got everything, man. Gerard in L.A. What's up, Gerard? You're
Hi,
on.
Gerard.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, man?
Love your show.
Thanks,
even
brother.
When it's your show, and even when it's not your show.
Appreciate you, man.
5'8", 160. I've always wanted to say that. Anyway, it's got to be Crunch Berries, guys.
Crunch Berries.
Saggies.
The captain. You know, John Sterling.
I'll tell you what,
John
though.
Sterling, is he do the voiceover for Captain Crunch?
He does.
Soggies.
Net as high. Net as far. It's a soggy. Crunch Berries.
The Stantonian Blast.
It is gone.
Crunch Berries.
John Sterling, the voice of the Yankees, is also the voice of Captain Crunch, according to us. But hold on. He said Crunch Berries?
Yeah.
in my family, we were a cereal family. Peanut Butter Crunch was number one.
Out there, your mom's getting so mad.
Peanut Butter Crunch was the Shizbam Snappy.
That's number one?
No, not my number one. It was the number one of the Captain Crunch.
Yeah, it's changed now, though.
Yeah, they changed it.
Peanut Butter.
They changed it. And by the way, you know it's Cap'n Crunch, right? It's not like Captain. It's Cap'n Crunch. Cap'n Crunch.
It's Cap'n?
Well, no, how do you spell it? No cap. But there was Choco Crunch. There was the regular generic Captain Crunch. There was lots of them. I'm
anything
a big fan.
Anything chocolate that could change the milk.
Oh,
that's a front runner.
Hold your thought.
You're leading to my number one answer.
I think you're leading. Is you and Covino on the same page? Yeah, look at you guys.
Same cat.
Let's go to Thomas in Iowa, and then Covino reveals number one. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Hey, Fruity Pebbles, and what type of cereal person are you? Do you eat it right away, or do you wait for it to get soggy?
You know,
me personally, I wait for it to get soggy.
A strategy, by the way, Thomas, is that, first of all, the famous phrase or meme, like, what psycho pours the milk in first? You got to put the cereal in first, then you pour the milk over. And then
a person that puts the milk in first is a person that puts a shoe on before their sock.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And then once you pour the milk in, then you take the spoon and push the cereal around the outside so that everything's submerged.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can't eat it right away, but you don't want it to get too soggy. So you give it like almost like a 30-second count. Or like a standing 10 count. You got to give it a little break.
Old school cereals. We've talked mom cereals.
But that guy's right. Fruity Pebbles is in my top three.
Fruity Pebbles is great, but it's kind of like, it's very tricksy.
I have four.
It's just like tricks and shaped different in little pebbles.
I have four that stand out, and I refuse to say Mount Rushmore because that's what everyone does, so I won't do that. But I have four that stand out, and I think one of them is your number one, so I'll lead you into it. But okay. I think Fruity Pebbles is on the list. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. They're always after me, Lucky Charms. I like some Lucky Charms based on those stupid marshmallows.
In my house, you just got the box without the marshmallows because I would just eat all the marshmallows. Yeah.
You know, I did that as an adult. My wife's like, "How?" She's like, "You're eating all the kids' marshmallows." I'm like, "Shut your mouth."
Don't they just sell the marshmallows now?
They do. That's Fat America for
you. Okay, so Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms, Fruity Pebbles, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and the number one that I think we agree on.
Okay,
Let's see.
Number one, because I would eat it by the box.
Wait, hold on. Let me write it.
Yes.
Okay, we agree.
So Rich and I agree. It's in the top.
I had it recently, and
it's the best. Joel, you're not going to deny it either, because you love the chocolatey
milk.
The chocolatey milk that's left over. Cocoa Pebbles, bro.
Cocoa Pebbles.
Cocoa Pebbles is the king.
End the conversation.
Yes. It's the king. And it's Cocoa still Pebble, around.
Until they came out with the Cocoa Corn Frosted Flakes.
They're not better than the Pebbles.
I got to try. You don't have a
They
trip.
Had a leg up.
It.
They had a leg up on you already because they're the Frosted Flakes.
You know why? Because you grew up eating flakes.
That's true, though.
I like Pebbles.
It's true.
I ate the Pebbles.
Once I became the person that buys my own cereal, I rebelled.
Yeah, he's like, I'm never
nothing
going back
from
to,
the generic aisle.
I'm never
nothing.
Going back to flakes again. Hold on. So, okay, my number one is Cocoa Pebbles. Rich, what's your number one? Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I think.
Cocoa Pebbles might be my number one, but I think Cinnamon Toast Crunch is hard to beat. I'm going to go Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
So, Joel, is your number one flakes or the new chocolatey flakes?
Actually, if I just put just the right amount of sugar on them flakes, they'd be better than Frosted Flakes, but Frosted Flakes is my number one.
Danny G.
They're great.
Danny G, what's your number one? Alphabets?
Number one for me, Lucky Charms.
Wow.
All right. Yeah. Honey Nut Cheerios is on the list.
That's a great cereal that's
pretty
basic.
But when you feel healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my mom, maybe because this box was a little cheaper, remember O's?
Yeah.
Bootios.
Bootios. She got all the honey cereals.
Spotty, what's your number one?
Oh, man.
King Vitamin?
Ooh, I loved King Vitamin.
Man. Kaboom. Kaboom on a throwback
Thursday. You know my wife still gets to this day, and they always had, they were different. You know, like every so often there was a Nintendo game that was a different color? Corn Pops came in that silver bag.
Remember that?
You were like, ooh, fancy.
Those were always in school.
Yeah.
The bright yellow box.
Corn Pops.
Corn Pops.
That's a good one.
I've had the gamut, and I'm like, my thought process is, what would I get if I went to the store right now?
I mean,
like, I haven't had cereal in years.
I mean, you don't need to overthink it this
no,
much.
No, I have to.
We'll come back to spot. But who's the mascot for Corn Pops? Some porcupine or something.
It was
the guy
on the horseback, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. A long time ago. Yeah. But then it was some porcupine. Look, there was an evolution, right? Because anything that was sugary, became honey. There was Sugar Smacks and Sugar Bear, and he turned into Honey Bear and Honey Smacks. The mascots changed throughout the year. So, yeah, there was some cowboy, and then it was the, I'm pretty sure it was a porcupine or a hedgehog.
Yeah, Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott was the mascot.
Oh, in the 80s, that was Danny White was on your cereal.
I got a quick outlier for you, and this was one where if you put a layer of sugar on the top of it, it would sink to the bottom. Grape Nuts.
Yeah, Grape Nuts. That could end.
Mom healthy cereal.
For when you're feeling healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
The sugar messed that up.
I'm looking at some of the ones Covino's looking at right now. Hold on one second.
Yeah,
Cocoa I never Puffs. Had Kaboom. What was Kaboom?
Kaboom
Did I miss
was that
out
stupid
on Kaboom?
Clown. Yeah, my grandma always had that.
Kaboom.
Yeah.
Kaboom, Steven.
Yeah, no, she would always buy that. And
didn't your grandmother call Coco Pebles?
Coco Pebles, Esteban.
The regular Captain Crunch would just tear your mouth up.
Yeah,
just,
yeah. Oh, exactly. Quisp on a Throwback Thursday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.